You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the Liberals meeting in Canberra this afternoon to thrash out their net zero position, Victoria to introduce adult time for violent crime laws, and in sport, Sam Kerr makes her first club start for Chelsea in almost 2 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brooke. A Liberal Party meeting is underway in Canberra this afternoon as they decide their official position on Australia's net zero emissions policy. The issue of net zero has placed pressure on Susan Lee's leadership of the party and formed a major battleground between Conservatives and moderates. But Liberal frontbencher Alex Hawke has called the party room briefing an important step.
I've got no doubt a lot of people in the left, led by Labor and others, will make political claims about those sorts of things. The reality of net zero is the government has failed to put forward policies that will even achieve its own objectives. On its own modelling, they'll never reach net zero. On the government's own modelling, the cost is exorbitant for the businesses, for the community, for households, for power generation. So the government has failed to outline a credible plan.
Victoria's government is to introduce what's being called adult time for violent crime laws by the end of the parliamentary term this year. It proposes that children as young as 14 years of age charged with violent crimes could be tried in adult courts and possibly face life sentences in the state. Queensland's LNP government implemented a similar approach after winning the state election in 2024. Premier Jacinda Allen says the Victorian move is the result of speaking to crime victims.
We must send a very clear message and must indeed deliver the serious consequences that need to come as a result from people who commit these violent crimes. And it's from listening to victims of these horrific attacks that I'm determined to do everything I can to keep them and our community safe.
The Indonesian president has arrived in Australia for talks with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, the first time Prabowo Subianto has visited the country since being elected leader last year. He's been welcomed in Sydney by Mr. Albanese at Kirribilli House, and the leaders have held one-to-one talks about strengthening relations between the two countries. Ahead of the visit, human rights organisations urged for issues in Indonesia to be raised with the leader, with senior Human Rights Watch researcher Andreas Hassano arguing there was concern for an emerging authoritarianism under Mr. Subianto's leadership. Chair of the Australia-Indonesia Institute, Lydia Santoso, has told SBS Indonesian that Mr. Prabowo's visit is about working towards the increased security and stability of the Indo-Pacific.
This visit from Prabowo signals a positive step in the Australia-Indonesia relationship, with Indonesia being a key country in the ASEAN region and Australia recently highlighting the importance of this region. It really shows positive relationship that goes to the stability, to the security and the economy within the Indo-Pacific region.
Iraqis have gone to the polls in parliamentary elections that will decide whether Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani can secure a second term. This year's election will be the seventh since the US-led invasion of 2003 that unseated the country's longtime ruler, Saddam Hussein. But turnout has been low, with analysts saying the low engagement reflects widespread disaffection. Preliminary results are expected within 48 hours, with the final outcome due next week. To the US and the families of five girls who died during catastrophic flooding in Texas in July have sued the operators of the camp. The lawsuit alleges the operators of Camp Mystic failed to take necessary steps to protect the campers as life-threatening floodwaters approached. Among the claims is that a groundskeeper was directed to spend more than an hour evacuating equipment, while girls and counsellors in cabins closest to the Guadalupe River were ordered to remain there, even as floodwaters overwhelmed the property. 25 girls and two teenage counsellors died in the flooding on July 4. Food delivery platform Menulog says it will cease its Australian operations. The popular service will stop trading on November 26 in a move that will cost 120 jobs and reduce competition in the market. Prior to Menulog, Deliveroo and Foodora also shut down their Australian services despite the rapid growth of the food delivery market in Australia. To sport, and Sam Kerr has made her first club start for Chelsea since December 2023 in a Champions League clash with Austrian tournament debutants St. Poulton. She celebrated her first Chelsea start in almost 2 years by scoring a double, then declaring herself 100% fit and ready to go for more game time and goals. In an encouraging sign, ahead of Australia's Asian Cup campaign in March, the Matildas captain led the line for all 94 minutes. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.